Hello, I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome. Good to have you all with us. Of course, that's Take the A-Train, Duke Ellington. And today is the birthday of Duke Ellington, born in 1899. And Duke Ellington, you know, we have to start the day off with him in our day in history. He was one of modern America's greatest classical musicians and composers. He changed the nature of music in the industry. He made what people call jazz into the American music. He mentored so many young people and never stopped changing. We're going to play some pieces later on the program that he did with Coltrane. He starts out in 1920s and goes all the way to Coltrane and keeps playing music and making magic. He stood up as a race man in this country as well for the rights of people. Didn't stand down from that. He was one of the most amazing musicians and parts of our society, and I could go on for days about Duke, but I can't because we have to go on with our conversation today. But this day in history, April 29th, Duke Ellington was born and was given to us. On this day also, a very important person passed through our lives. In 1922, the great Perrin Mitchell was born. Now, many of you in the younger generation may see the name, but PJ, as those of us who knew him and people who loved him called him, and he was known by his constituents, people called him Congressman. They also called him PJ. He was a great civil rights warrior. He was the brother of Clarence Mitchell, who was known as the 51st Senator because of his fight in the NAACP to end segregation. But P.J., Perrin Mitchell, was a man who was a civil rights worker in this community, ran the different community action agencies, became the first African-American congressman elected in 1970, became head of the Small Business Administration, a committee in Congress. He was a man who was always among the people, always among the people. Every morning when I was working at pretrial intervention, a youth diversion program we need more of in the city, we don't have anymore, he would come to the same drugstore where we would have breakfast and we'd all sit together and talk. He had no pretensions about being the congressman. So I want to remember PJ, and we'll have something on our website about him because he's a man that we should take heed to and think about in terms of where our Congress is today. And realizing he is one of those congressmen, along with a few others like Conyers, who never forgot who they were, stood by their principles to their last dying breath. Well, Conyers is still with us, to his last dying breath. So on this day in history, a couple of the quick things we'll tell you about that happened on this day in history so we can get into our conversation. This is a man named Évariste Galois was released from prison in 1832. Now, most people don't know him other than the cigarettes that are named for him that some people used to like to smoke. But Galois was this brilliant mathematician in the early 1800s in France. He was also a political revolutionary. He stood up to the monarchy and is a very fascinating character in history. On this day, he was released from prison for wearing a uniform that they considered wrong in a protest. And if you read his history, it's kind of inspiring to say what people can do when they believe in things and what they can stand up for. This was the day in 1916 that the East Uprising took place. Martial law was declared and Ireland was lifted, and rebellion was officially over with the surrender of the Nationalists to the British authorities in Dublin. But that fight didn't end, of course, until the late 40s when Ireland became independent. On this day in 1945, Richard Wright's Black Boy, one of the great books, I think, of all time, reached first place on the national bestseller book list. And on this day in 1968, the Hair, the musical, launched in Broadway that became kind of the anthem and theme for many people in the anti-war movement during the Vietnam War. On this day in 1968, the Poor People's Campaign officially began as a campaign bringing together whites, blacks, Native Americans, Mexican Americans, Puerto Ricans to Capitol Hill to fight for the end of poverty in America. This is the day in 1974 that Nixon said he would release the edited transcripts during the Watergate scandal, 1974. And we're seeing a lot about Ukraine in the news these days. The Chernobyl disaster happened on this day in 1986, which is when the nuclear reactor melted down. They're still dealing with the effects of that, even in the midst of all this political struggle. On this day in 1992 is when the L.A. riots began after the beating of Rodney King. So that is this day in history. There's much more to talk about in this day in history, but we cannot get to it all right now because it's time to have our conversation. I encourage you all to go to steinershow.org to pick up this day in history and see what we've left out and what more you can find out about what happened on this day, April 29th, in our history. We're going to transition, come right back for a conversation, out with The Sentimental Mood by Coltrane and Ellington, 1962.